located in the town of Orangetown in Rockland County, New York. The Route 303 corridor is a heavily traveled arterial that passes through the heart of the communities of Tappan, Orangeburg, and Blauville. In order to enhance traffic safety and improve the quality of life for residents and businesses along the roadway, the town of Orangetown, the Rockland County Planning Department, the New York Metropolitan Transportation Council, and the New York State DOT have jointly undertaken the Route 303 Sustainable Development Study. Assisted by Wilbur Smith Associates, the study consultant, these agencies conducted a series of open public forum meetings called charrettes, where community members were invited to discuss their concerns, suggestions, and visions for the Route 303 corridor.
We're concerned about the future of the community, the land uses in the corridor, and how this corridor fits into the town, into the county, and into the region. So yes, it's transportation, but it's so much more than that.
We have a true opportunity to do something here that's exemplary. If we can do something about transportation and really make an example of how we can be forward thinking, it would be a wonderful thing.
A charrette is a name that we've given to an approach which really tries to lay out in a series of meetings a number of issues and let people work constructively through those issues.
Three charrettes have been scheduled during the study period. At the first charrette, eight topics were brought up for discussion, dealing with issues pertaining to the Route 303 corridor and surrounding areas. Experts involved in the study explained the issues associated with each topic and facilitated discussions among the participants.
We have to be able to maintain access in the areas so that businesses can survive.
They're crazy. They just go through the red light and all these things.
Now I want a left-hand turn off 303 and up Erie Street.
Let's try to make 303 a nice road. It is a nice road. Let's make it safe. Let's clean it up.
If this was eliminated here, and then from here and here, there was a left only.
I'm really interested to know kind of where you live in the corridor.
Where else do you guys think that we could put some landscaping in?
Following the first charrette, a study team discussed the feedback called from the breakout groups and created three clear-cut scenarios or alternatives on how the 303 corridor could be redeveloped, concentrating on town centers, open space, and business emphasis.
It's difficult for a community to come together and describe a future vision in a consensual way, and these workshops are intended to try to draw that out so we can begin to start modeling alternatives.
The first topic discussed was town centers.
I'm looking at this corridor now as the next 100 years. I'm not looking anymore at today. And I'm looking to see what I would like to live in 100 years from now. And I want a village.
I would vision maybe some small village centers where they're easily accessible by foot, where people can travel down 303 at a comfortable pace, pull into an area, park, and spend some time in an area without having to worry about getting in their car and going to the next big parking lot.
The second scenario, open space.
I think we should remember open space preservation.
I think that maybe we could be looking to our local officials to be putting in incentives for donating land for the purpose of open space.
The third and final scenario, business emphasis.
I think the purpose of this meeting is to make the kind of transportation corridor and the kind of zoning, the kind of planning that will attract the kinds of business that is essential for maintaining a good form of life in this town.
These big box establishments are literally sucking the life out of the local economy.
And if the businesses could be located close enough to these little centers, maybe somebody would take a 10-minute walk on their lunch break.
There has to be some limitation put on what can be built where and how much of it can be built, and it's basically a negotiation.
Following the second charrette, the study team analyzed the feedback obtained during the three sessions.
Here at Erie Street, right now they've shown us with these bump outs, and everybody liked that when we went to the meeting. What they'd also like to do is to do that textured pavement, so we need to show that on this photo.
What do you think?
Ultimately, the final plan submitted at the third charrette would incorporate aspects of each of the three land use scenarios.
Fundamentally, what we want to try to do is to say, look at this is how we're interpreting all this input.
Sure.
These are the scenarios. This is what we're going to take to detailed testing. You know, do you have any final take on it?
If we've done our job correctly, what we'll end up with is a set of an approach that gives us a better solution than either of the solutions individually. A result that in essence kind of optimizes the corridor. We'll bring that result back to the community and say, hey, this looks like the combination of what you've said. It looks like our result of an analysis. What do you think? And then we'll make some final adjustments, and if the process comes out like I think it will, I think we'll come up with a vision.
The goal is to put all of that together into a plan and then to allow the town board to implement those suggestions in terms of zone changes and traffic safety improvements.
For further information, we invite you to contact the Route 303 Sustainable Development Study team.